to episode 568 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Sandy and Anna. In 2021, Carnival launched its first Excel-class ship, the Mardi Gras. The name is a throwback to the first ship they launched back in 1972, with Kathy Lee Gifford singing how wonderful it was to be on a Carnival ship, which was, of course, considerably smaller than the new one. The new Mardi Gras has a capacity of over 6,500 guests and boasts some of the newest innovations for Carnival. And she sails out of Port Canaveral, and recently, Sandy was able to check her out on a ship inspection, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So first of all, what'd you think of the ship?
It is a very nice ship. It was, to be honest, it was one of those days that was very hectic, and ship inspections always are. You get, like, such a small taste, and then you have to get off the ship so everybody else can continue on with their vacation. But
you
it's
don't
always,
get to have fun.
That's really, that is really difficult for me, because I have done those ship inspections, and watching all these people in their cruise wear,
and they're stoned,
and they've got a drink in hand, and they're ready to celebrate, and you're like, in business attire, with a lanyard, walking
and you're
around.
All hot.
Like, I have to get off the ship.
And you're rushing around to see the staterooms. And so they provided us with, so this is kind of a behind the scenes, you know, what is the real life of a travel agent is like. So
it's so glamorous.
I know, right? So they give us the sheet that, well, like the description of the ship and the stuff we should see and what staterooms are available for us to go see. And they had laid it out like, start here, then walk this way, then go to this one. And so it should have been easy, but for some reason that was very hard for us. And so it was a bunch of travel agents just wandering back and forth, because all of the doors to like where the elevators are closed, because the guests aren't allowed
the
to come to their rooms
aren't
yet. They're
technically
not
open yet. Yeah.
Right. They're still turning them over. So we would walk by where the elevator was supposed to be. We'd have to turn around and walk back. And that was a lot. And, you know, this isn't their fault, because it's a big ship and they have like a few hours to turn it over for everybody. But some of the rooms weren't ready that we were trying to see. And so that part was hectic. And I wasn't able to see as many staterooms. Like, I didn't get to see any suites, you know. So it's just basically buzzing around here and there to see all the new stuff. So it's hard to get a really good impression if you're not actually sailing on it, but it is a gorgeous ship, and they have, you know, I do like the Mardi Gras New Orleans theme that they got going on. So it was really cool. Yeah.
Nice.
It's big.
One thing also is the suites. The suites are open as soon as boarding begins. So
right, and you
that
don't want
really
if you're
them.
Paying suite money, you don't want to walk in and see travel agents taking pictures of your room, especially if your luggage is already in there. You know, so it's just it's really hard to do that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so it's
agree.
Innovative. It's totally laid out different than their other ships. So the Excel class is definitely innovative and something new for them, for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah. They've got they have the zones. There's six themed zones. And I would start with Grand Central, because that's where you walk in. That's like the main atrium area.
Okay.
So it's like three decks all facing one side, and there's like a stage there, and it's got like floor to ceiling windows, and it's a very innovative like entertainment hub of the ship. They do a lot of shows there. It's like aerial performers, all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, basically that's where you're supposed to gather, I guess. So
is there like some like dining bars, like any like venues through there?
There's bars around there. I think I would say too, like each level has like another little zone area too, overlooking the central, the Grand Central area. So, So it would be easy to really, like, you could even sit up at one of the restaurants or you could get something to eat. And there's like, it's kind of like stadium seating in some parts of it, you know? So, yeah, it's really interesting. And there's a small theater and stuff too. So there's other more traditional venues, but mm-hmm. this is designed to be like the hub where things are going on. And it's very, very gotcha. High tech, you know, very, yeah, very cool.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then this one, because it's, you know, New Orleans themed Mardi Gras, it's got mm-hmm. a French Quarter area. And nice. There's Emeril's Bistro is there, which is a Creole eatery. Mm-hmm. And there's a bar called the Brass Magnolia. And there's a fortune teller bar. They also have a cooking class.
Is there a fortune
too.
Teller in the fortune teller bar?
Well, you know, the bars weren't all open when I was there. So I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that's kind of a cool area. It's kind of, I'm not sure. It, like when you walk past the Emeril's Creole place, it's kind of open. So I think you could just go up and just get food. I don't think it's not like a sit down restaurant where you are handed a menu. Or at least that's what it seemed to me. It wasn't open yet, but we were sitting in the booths on one side and there was, you know, like a walkway right through it. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't think it's like a regular restaurant. So I'm not sure okay. if that would be like an upcharge though. There's several places that are kind of not really food trucky, but more counter service, but they do have an upcharge for some of them.
You say food trucky?
Yeah.
She did.
Well, yeah.
So we make up words on this podcast. They're not in the English dictionary, but it was dictionary. So
truck-ish? Is truck-ish a word?
We're going to go with food trucky because I like the
you
original.
You like that better?
I think I like that better. I do like a good food truck, so that sounds fun.
Yeah. So one of the things they did on some of their other ships, they had an area called the Havana Cabana. That had like its own pool and stuff. And you had to be 12 and older to stay in that section. They do still have the Havana Cabana, but they've moved the pool to one side. And so they have that access, but it's much smaller. So now there is a pool on the aft of the ship and it's in an area called Summer Landing. And I'm pretty sure that's open to everybody, but you walk through Guy's Pig and Anchor Smokehouse and Brew House. And mm-hmm. let me tell you,
how did that smell?
Amazing. Yeah. It smelled amazing. It was, it's one of the Guy Fieri restaurants that's on board now. And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that one was included. I guess I probably should have printed this stuff out to let people know what's all included. I tried to take pictures when I saw like, if there was something on the board that had a price, but I don't remember for that one. But it wasn't super crowded because it's not like the pool on the Lido deck, you know? So,
right.
But there's a watering hole bar there and they had ice cream there. So that was pretty cool. And then there's another zone called La Piazza that's kind of Italian themed. It's got the 24-hour pizza and the captain's restaurant. Yeah, their pizza's supposed to be pretty good.
I like a good 24-hour pizza.
Yeah,
let me rephrase that. My teenage boy likes a good 24-hour pizza.
Yeah, it's a nice to have, right? Yeah.
But you never know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, that pizza craving hits, and
yeah,
you need some pizza. So,
up on the Lido deck, this is like their traditional pool deck area, mm-hmm. where it's like the hub of the pool deck, and so they have the favorites: the Red Frog, the Blue Iguana. Those are like, the Red Frog is like the tiki bar. The Blue Iguana is like, they have
rum.
Like,
is that a rum
bar?
No,
it's Mexican themed. It's tequila.
Yeah, it's like a cantina.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they have tacos.
Rum bar. Maybe not.
They made, and I just didn't see it, but
it might have been on a different ship. I might just be confusing that ship with another ship.
So they're, Lido deck is where they normally have the buffet, and they did have a buffet, mm-hmm. but they set this one up a little different with stations, and it was almost more like a galley type situation. But that's where we saw the seafood shack, which is a food truckie kind of quick servicey. And that's that one has a an upcharge. There was Shaq's Big Chicken, and that some of the things had an upcharge, some did not. So like chicken fingers, I think, and stuff were not. And then it took me a little while to find Guy's Burger Joint. Guy's Burger Joint is amazing. It's included. It is, you know, like a burger you would pay $20 for on land easily. And they have a fixins bar that's really amazing. It's really good. And it's on all the ships. It's a big, big favorite. And I actually had kind of a hard
time.
That's
what I usually get as soon as I get on the ship.
I love a good burger.
Yeah. This is the other Guy Fieri, you know, joint. This one was a little harder to find because it's kind of tucked away, and it has, I mean, it's like they knew it was going to be popular. So they put it back in this corner, and it has like a queue that kind of zigs and zags. So I'm sure you go through the line pretty quick because it's not like they're ringing it up or anything. It's all just get your food and go through, you know, but so that was back there. This was, by this time I was very hot. And I was like,
because you were really not in a bathing suit and not.
No, it was, no. I wasn't drinking tequila or I wasn't having my margaritas and, you know, it was.
Yeah.
It, well, it
a
was
much
just,
different vibe.
Like embarkation day is chaotic, especially because a lot of people will wait till they're on the ship to eat. So they hit the Lido deck, you know, and
it's like
there.
I've paid for this. I'm going to get on the ship as early as I can, and I'm going to start eating. That's what we all do.
Yes, exactly. So that was kind of
chaotic. For another meal, I don't have to.
Yeah. And it was hot, you know, it's Florida. And so there's, you know, we could go look at the other areas of the pool deck, the Serenity part, which is adults only, that is kind of a couple levels up from the pool. So there's a couple levels that you could go.
So it's up and out of the way, away from children.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I did not walk up there. And I also did not walk up to the other zone, the ultimate playground. This is another one of their innovative ones with like, it's got water slides. It's got, the like water play area for the kids. It's got
and their Bolt. Big ticket item, Bolt.
Yeah. The new there's the first roller coaster at sea. So that's right up on top of the ship. And I don't think anybody in our group rode it. But they definitely went up and saw it. Some people definitely
were y'all given was anybody given an opportunity to ride it or just to see it?
I don't know. Because I mean I feel like if it was running, I don't know that anybody would have stopped you because, you know, why would they, you know, but I don't know if it was actually running like right when everybody was getting on. So, yeah, but they also have like their sports square with like the mini golf, the ropes course, basketball, all that kind of stuff. So tons and tons of stuff to do. It was
nice,
you know, yeah, a lot. This one also has Loft 19 access for their Excel suites, which is nice if you're like in that category. Mm-hmm. You can
like their own
keep
private
away from the crowds.
Is that a dining?
Yeah. No, that's like a pool deck area.
Oh, the pool deck. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Loft. Okay.
It's like a loft. Yeah.
The pool deck. Yeah.
Yep. And then they have also have the Family Harbor suites on this one, which is another area that's pretty cool. And it gives access to it gives access to a family, what do I want to say? Like area, den. Oh gosh, lounge.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a family lounge. You can only access it if you're in that area. They have like cookies and snacks and stuff in there, and it's kind of a nice thing because people can like you can kind of just let your kid go down the hall and go straight to the lounge. You know, like it's not like they have to run all over the ship to get to it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then another thing they really boast about this one is the LGN, the liquefied natural gas. It's the first ship in North Carolina to be powered by, or not North Carolina, North America.
North Carolina.
And North Carolina to be powered by LGN. It's, it's part of their push to be more environmental. So that's
like
very
it.
Innovative and really cool. Yeah.
I like that the cruise ships are really trying to push that.
Yes.
Yeah. With like with the gas and then, you know, with not having so much what am I trying to say? Like the
waste
plastic. Yeah, the waste, yeah. Like water bottles and straw, you know, they're really trying to deal with a lot of that. So yeah, they are. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. It's nice. I didn't notice if they had like water, like a lot of water refill stations. I should have looked for that. But
you can go to any bar and they'll
Yeah. And what I do too is I always take a water bottle on board, and you're not supposed to fill your water bottle up in the buffet area because technically, like, if you put your mouth on it, you're not going to stick it on the machine and, you know, like, you don't spread your germs that way. But I just fill up cups and pour it into my water bottle and then, you know, it fixes it that way. But yeah, so I always try to do that. I try not to have like plastic water bottles. I try to limit that as much as I can.
Yeah.
But the, one of the nice things they do when we do these kind of ship inspections is they end it with lunch. And we were in the main dining room. It was just the travel agents, but there were a lot of us. There were like 3 busloads of travel agents.
Y'all had 3 busloads. Wow.
Well, we had 2, and then there was another group of another agency that was big.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there were a bunch of us in there, and you know, it was really nice. They really roll out the red carpet for us. That part is really nice. They give us wine, and you could get filet mignon, and you know, like, it's nice. And then they do the thing that Carnival is known for. The waiters come out and dance, and they have on like the ruffly tops, and they're waving their handkerchiefs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's about that though. I mean, do you guys have any other questions about it? 'Cause I feel like I just went blah and rattled it all off.
I know.
Is it easy to navigate? Being a ship of that size, was it easy to get around and know where you were going? And
Well, I feel like I don't have a good experience of saying whether it was or not because of the chaos in the beginning with trying to get, you know, see all those cabins. And like, it would say walk all the way forward, and we kept forgetting which way was forward, which way was aft. I mean, it wasn't just me. It was everybody. We were all, but I do think, because that Grand Central area is such a big hub, that it would be easy to orient based on that, you know, because if you're standing there and you know what side, you know, like if that's port or starboard based on where all the big windows are, then you can easily find your way around. We did tour the spa as well, and they have a really cool thermal spa. So that would be something I would look
at. Yeah, I think Carnival has stepped up their game for their
thermal spas. Yeah, they have like special, they have like a special category of staterooms that get thermal spa access and discounts in the spa and things like that. So,
yes, because you know what?
Yeah.
I'm usually in those.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget what they're called, but
Cloud 9. But those,
Cloud 9. Yep. There you go. I know. A thermal spa is one of my favorite things too, but I do think the Havana Cabanas, if you're not familiar with the way they're not really balconies, they're kind of porches. So that's an interesting area of it, but I do think that would be a cool place if you had like several groups, you know, like several families that all have all adults or at least children aren't under the age of 12, because you could get cabins near each other and it's almost like you're sitting on a back deck, you know, like you have, it's not like just a balcony with two seats. It's like you have lounge chairs, you have hammocks, you know, and then there you can walk a little further and there's a walkway and then there's the ledge, you know, like, so you don't really have a balcony, but you have access to walk out on the deck. So
yes,
if that makes sense.
That's cool very area. Similar to the way it is on the Venezia and the
like
Firenze.
The Lanai. Yeah, yes. The Lanai staterooms. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. They're doing, I think it's like 6 to 8 nights right now, but in 2027, they're going to be doing like 4 nights, 3 and 4 nights, which is
the Mardi Gras is?
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And it's going to go to their new private, it's not really a private island,
good.
But their private resort. It's on Freeport. But yeah.
Well, I do like that, because there's another cruise line it's not Carnival. I won't mention which one it is, but mm-hmm. I do like that some of the cruise lines are, because, you know, those big new fancy schmancy brand new ships, you know, mm-hmm. typically just want to do those 7 night and longer sailings. And it is nice that, I'm glad that Carnival's doing that, taking one of their newer, bigger ships and doing the shorter sailings because that's some, not everybody can do those.
It's a good way to get a taste of it too.
It is. Yeah. Especially if you've not sailed before and you know, you want to get it.
Yeah.
You do want to experience the newer ships, the bigger ships, but
they have a lot of stuff on them. Yeah.
It's a great starter cruise. If you've never been on one before.
It is, but just know that if you're
decide if you like it.
Yes. So just know though that if you're doing one of those big fancy brand new ships and you're only doing like a 3 or 4 night, it's not enough. You're not going to see everything. So you definitely want to do a longer one, but it is nice that that's an option. So.
But there are other ships in the Excel class now that are still doing going to be doing the longer sailings like the Jubilee and
And will those short ones, are those, is she going to be still out of Port Canaveral?
Yes.
Is that where she's staying for those short ones too? Okay.
Yeah. Which makes it a nice,
you're so close to.
It's a good add on if you're doing some Orlando, maybe theme parky time.
We're making up words again, folks.
Parky is a word, right?
It is now. Outlander says it is.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious.
But that's it. Oh. That's your behind the scenes look at the Mardi Gras.
Nice.
Very good. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, Anna, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.